Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter. Hello.
Hello, Michelle. How are you today?
How are you? Good. How are you?
Oh, I feel fantastic. We had our first snowfall today. That actually stayed anyway.
Yay. That's awesome.
I know. It makes you feel better about when it is cold because you're like, well, at least it looks like winter. It's not just cold. You know, you have that little bit of Christmas feel.
Oh, that's fun. I love the snow. I'm not around the snow today.
You are not. Well, today, actually, I thought this is going to be really cool because we're really going to go against, but in a good way against, we're going to go against what people have been trying to pull people out of. Like they always say, get your head out of the clouds. Stop daydreaming. Get yourself back into reality. Wake up. And we're going to go against all of that today, aren't we?
Exactly. I love not waking up.
And sleepwalking is good. You know, we're talking about freedom and imagination and dreams, but more that freedom about how when we don't have our head in the clouds, when we don't get to daydream or feel that sleepy kind of feeling and let our imaginations go wild, we actually become imprisoned by programs and what people think we should be doing, what we think we should be doing for other people. And really, that's the worst kind of imprisonment there is, right? When you don't have freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, we are becoming more increasingly addicted to no freedom, especially with all the...
Ooh.
The technologies around, I mean, we can get into that a little later, but with social media and all this stuff, like, yeah, no, let's go down that road.
Well, but you know what? I love that you actually said addicted to, because here I was, you know, focus on programmed and like when you're programmed to do something, you just do something on autopilot, right? Like you're not even thinking about it, but you're right. Addiction has a little bit more of an element that you're not even going on autopilot. You literally can't put your phone down. You can't get away from it.
And, yeah.
And that's imprisonment. Oh my gosh, I have chills right now. And it's all from the snow.
It really is though. Like when you think about it, because an addiction is a compulsion, is a, a repeating to, you know, it does fall in line with just doing something on autopilot. But like, I know I can speak for myself and I know for a lot of people now, we can be so owned by our phones. And it's just, it's like, if you don't have your phone on you, it's like, oh, what's going to happen? I need my phone. And I remember when I was a teenager, which was not that, I mean, it was long ago, but it really in the grand scheme of things doesn't seem that long ago. And I'm sorry, I'm choking on air. Really, I'm choking on nothing. And then
the excitement.
But just thinking. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, just that. I don't know what's going on. I haven't coughed in days. Now all of a sudden I'm choking on words.
I think it really is excitement. Every time I go to take my vitamins, I breathe. I get so excited that I'm going to take the supplement and it's excited that I choke. So I'll let you cough.
Well, we're very different. I definitely don't get too excited about vitamins, but that's very sweet that you do.
I'm like, oh, it's almost, you know, that supplement's going in. Well, I love that you said about owned because, interestingly enough, and I'd love to share this with people, owned is, again, there you go. You do not have freedom. You are owned. You are enslaved. You are, you know, a slave to the habit. Oh, my goodness, that's a country song. I think we talked about a country song last show, Slave to the Habit. And interestingly enough, I went to a beautiful, wonderful, heartwarming, super touching charity event last Thursday. And it was for a charity called Free Them, like let them go, free them. And it was for human trafficking. And the thing is, we can take this from every level of being, you know, habitually enslaved or compulsively or, you know, addicted or all those words, or someone else mm-hmm. has trapped us. And even though they, maybe they know, maybe they don't know, sometimes we can have our very own parents who have this belief that we are going to be or do or accomplish something, and they trap us into thinking that we should, because that's how we'll get their approval and that's how we'll be accepted mm-hmm. or, you know, from any kind of thing. So there's so much to cover this show. Like, we're just throwing it all out there right now, but there's so many, and we're going to highlight, and the star of the show today will be the third eye chakra. And we even have a beautiful crystal ball that Michelle is going to play period, like throughout, kind of thing. Like, you just, whenever you feel like it and play it, please do. And that's going to help
you
us
just
access.
Tell me when.
Do you like, remember that one show when the wind blew, the wind chimes? Like, it had never done that before.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Sound. Yeah, and it kind of just went chicka, 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 chicka. Last Monday we had rainbows. This time we're going to have dreams and imagination. And I believe that this is where freedom begins, because once we can imagine it, once we can picture it, these images, whatever freedom means to anybody, and we give ourselves not just permission, but the freedom to expand on what we can picture in our mind and then let it go through our entire body. And that's why we do use something like the crystal ball to help us, allow us mm-hmm. to, like, give us that vibration, and can jump on the bed and wake in the vibration of freedom. Hello?
Oh, hello?
I was like, I might be alone on this one. So, the thing is, when we're talking about freedom and imagination, so if we all go down to the very basics, anything anybody has ever wanted in their lives, you know, doesn't matter even if it's somebody else telling them that or they've decided to have something, it all starts with a thought, like a desire. And it can either start along that process of saying, I'm imagining it, and I'm going to add this detail and that detail, and I'm going to see how it feels in my mind. And if we allow that voice that squishes it right away, it just stops. There's no more. You won't ever do it, because you're just like, nope, I can't ever do that. That's not for me. Nobody will accept that. I won't accept it. Or we then put it in our brain and go, I wonder what it would be like. What's possible? And then we kind of check in with our own core values. And we say, does that work with me? Does that feel right? And then you start to the next step and the next step and the next step. Like, Michelle, think about something you've maybe wanted to do. You're pretty open. I can't imagine you saying that, you know, to a lot of things, like, nope, not doing that, that's impossible. But can you think of something to share that you would, you know, thought about at first, that might seem like you're gonna have to really put a lot of detail into this, like maybe moving to LA, I don't know, like something that you'd actually really have to play around in your mind to picture first?
Yeah, but you and I are so different. I don't plan, so you, like,
is
I don't
anything,
because the I mean, I definitely, okay, well, this is the thing. When I overplan,
but imagine, you do vision boards, so that's...
Yeah, but I don't often think about, I don't know, I'm just trying to think about how, because when I try to plan, because when I get into that trying to envision and all, I can't go there, I just can't, because then it will stop it. Like, the minute I'm like, oh, okay, well, I want to move, everything in my life has happened quite... Like, if it's a big change, it's happened quite quickly, and it's happened weirdly.
Okay,
like, there's been no plan for it. It's happened like, bam,
there's an award.
To LA. That's what happened.
There's an award that you've always dreamt about winning. What is that called? Wait, I'm bad with these words of awards. What's that?
No, there's not an award. No, no, no. I don't want to talk about that. No.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe there's just more, maybe not an actual event or status, but sometimes everybody can have it in their mind of a life that they would want, a life they would want to live.
Yeah. Of course. But I think when you get, I'm saying for myself, when I think, I'm very good at living in the imaginary world and dreaming of all that, but
right.
I can't get to the planning, because I think the enemy of a dream is thinking of the how. Like, of course you have to plan, but the minute you try to, because especially if you want a lot, if you want a big life, and there's nothing wrong with wanting, because a lot is subjective, it's different to every single person. But say you want all these things, if you start thinking of the how, especially for me, I can only go from my own experience, because I'm living this body in this life. But
yes,
it seems to be every time I get there, I'll get very, very stuck in thinking of, well, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do, because I do much better when stuff is spontaneous and when staying in the vision of it. I mean, I wrote that in that little thing. It was staying in the vision and not in your plan.
Yes.
Because I personally can't, because I know in my 20s, I was very, very stuck to what my career was supposed to look like. It's funny, I just talked about this the other day with some friends, that at 29, I was miserable because my career had not panned out how I thought it would. I had made some, you know, glorious mistakes, and things had, like, it just wasn't what I thought. I was supposed to be, you know, plucked out of obscurity at 18, and I was going to be wildly successful and famous, and that was it. And I was going to be a singer, and that was it. And then when it didn't happen that way, I had, like, really kind of a decade of just being, I was always so, it just, I was so attached to what it was supposed to look like that I wasn't even allowing all the magic of what it was. And then
so
as
you
I
were
got
basically
older,
enslaved by the how you were, your imprisonment, your lack of freedom came from thinking it would look a certain way or turn out a certain way.
And
your freedom actually came from just being free.
Yeah, and I still operate that. Like, I operate much better. And everybody's different. Some of us really, and I mean, I have lots of friends and family, like, really, really, really need the detailed plan. And I think it's the best thing is to, like you said, you go in, like, you tap into yourself. And, you know, we have all our own answers, really, when we really listen. We just operate so differently. So I think it's really important to operate from that level. Like, I have wonderful, spontaneous, it doesn't mean I don't make action steps, but they're not going to come to me in a drawn out 3-week plan. It's going to be like, I go for a hike or something. I'll be like, mom, this is what we do. Let's do it. And I realized that's how I operate, how I've always operated. And I'm better that way. And when I try to fit
another
mold, then I do feel trapped.
Your groundedness is like lists. You need a list and then you can follow this list. But
I need a list.
Have this,
Yeah.
It's like those are action steps. Like kind of like if when
I need lists,
thinking,
but not hows.
Right. And I love that you said, I want to requote. I'm going to requote you just as we go to commercial. The enemy of the dream is the how. Okay.
Oh. Good. I didn't even know I said it.
That's a Michelle quote.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The $1 million early bird deadline is this Friday in the Shop for Charity calendar sweepstakes supporting the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of this amazing draw for trips, cars, and $1 million cash. Plus, there are draws all year long. $1,000 cash daily, a Transat travel voucher weekly, a new car monthly, and the chance to play for $10 million in our pink ball draw, all for $30. Buy now. Call 1-800-643-1086 or visit sweepstakesforthecure.ca.
No, I don't have time for coaching. When I get into the car, I just want to hear music and drown out my problems. I don't want to talk about it. What? I've never heard of coaching music before. What do you mean coachable moments set to music? Really? In less than 8 minutes, I can listen to a single track and shift my entire mindset and mood? I guess when music is set to the universal frequency of 432 hertz, anything is possible. If you're stuck, stagnant, or need a shift, get your album 8 now at 432shift.com.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello again. Yes. Okay, hello. Back to the story, because we need to hear the end of that story. Well, the middle and the end of that story.
Oh, the middle and the end. Well, okay, the whole thing is because I didn't want to say I totally had lots of wonderful things happening in my 20s with music, but it just wasn't how I got so attached, because I was in this band, and I got so attached when that band broke up to be like, well, what's my identity, all this thing. And I know I've talked about that in previous shows, but then I got very attached to just what it was supposed to look like. And then that is what made me not be in the dream and the fun and the excitement. And then in my 30s, I sort of like really, really started to let go of what it was supposed to look like, because I was like, okay, well, you know, it's not happening how I thought, but it doesn't mean it's not happening. There could be a way bigger, like, because I'm very fortunate to do music full time, as it's not a hobby for me. And like, and I started thinking all these wonderful things and all these, because in my 30s, I learned how to play guitar. I learned how to play piano. I learned how to produce. I didn't do any of that younger. And so I started focusing much more on what I love and the ultimate dream than the path to get there. And now, I mean, I'm in my late 30s and I have the same dream, not necessarily planned, but the same dream I did when I was 17. It feels exact, and I had lost that for a period of time, and I was really getting into this settle, what I should be, what I like, and then now I don't feel that anymore. So I feel like much more connected to, but I feel I also had to go for my life to go through that arc, because you know, some of those very difficult times gave me my greatest strength, which happens to all of us if we're willing to grow out of something. And it's just so important, cool thing, just for personal happiness, to be back to the dream.
I think the cool thing there to highlight is that when you have a plan, then it turns into, it's supposed to look like this. But if you have a dream, your language is, it could look like this. And I think that's where
it could, and being okay to get there, because you know, in a dream, like an actual dream, not a dream, like your sleeping
dream.
You know how you never focus, if you're standing there talking to a friend, next thing you walk through a wall, and next thing you're flying. You never go, oh, how am I flying when I was just talking to Jim over there? Like, you wouldn't even do that, you know? You wouldn't.
Exactly.
Or you would just be flying. And I think that's the same. That's the same with, I think, with dreams, even in the physical realm. I've never even thought about this before. I'm just saying it. But like, how if we didn't if we focus much more, and not even just on the destination, because life isn't just about arriving. You know, you're supposed to go through.
I live. This is a neat little injection share. Is that for me? See, I schedule things, but I don't plan things. I love living in the now and actually just taking and experiencing, because I love it. I have no idea what you're ever going to say. I just really don't. And I love
I don't either.
And that's why we have so many aha moments, because there's no plan. We could really, so I love, and I never know, honestly, I never know if the cats, I mean, I can schedule the cats to go for a walk, but when we're on the walk, I have no idea what they're going to sniff. Where, I mean, I can guess where they're going to go, but you know, these kind of things. And I think that when, the permission of self and really opening up the third eye chakra to say, let me be open to my imagination, which is really, you know, opening up the lots of vibrations around you and all those good vibes, and allowing that dream to expand, to not, like you said, not plan and not be attached to the outcome or the how, but to be able to say, like, what could be, like, how does that feel that this could be, I could put this there, I could fly, maybe I could, you know, like what you said, you're sitting talking to somebody, you're like float over to the wall.
Well, you want to always be dreaming. One thing I love, and my mom, Lily Carter, who we talk about every single show, but she is so wonderful, because there's always, like, it's so great, because I'll just get a call, I have an epiphany. Like, there's always some new, and I swear, she's going to be 100 years old and be like, guess what? I'm doing this new thing and it's amazing. And I love that. And I think that's really, I think that's what keeps us young. That's what, and why would you stop dreaming? And especially,
fun fact, to share with you. If we learn something new, one thing, at least one thing new every 4 years, like a whole new thing once every 4 years, they say that we will prevent Alzheimer's. And I needed to share that.
I know. I think that's true. You know what? Okay, my mom told me this years ago, and it was really, really depressing and totally, I think, really true.
Well, thanks for sharing it in advance.
No, well, because it's I think we can change this. But statistically,
oh, good.
People at 36 is the age where people give up on their dreams and start to settle. So, like, you go, okay, I got to get my stuff together. I got to do this. Now I'm, and I totally understand that. I mean, I've watched, I have tons of friends that, and then you're like, I'm almost 40. I better be normal, you know? And it's not to say people with regular jobs or anything, but that's all great and fine.
But we put so many things on, like, we think that energy is going to run out. You know, your time on this earth will eventually end, absolutely. However, energy, the amount of access to energy that we have, and really that's what keeps your physical energy going, it starts up in the mind, back to the imagination again, back to the dreams. Once you stop imagining and stop dreaming or never start, you don't have that, as I was talking about this with a friend on the weekend, but kinetic energy, it's that stored up energy inside of you that you just vibrate from till it explodes. And that's why I do want to hear our beautiful violet indigo chakra bowl there for the third eye, because if someone doesn't know how to dream, I want to share this little story. Michelle lives in LA. Here we go. And Michelle loves giving and leaving me audio messages as she's walking. Well, see, I'm here in Toronto or nearby, and I get to imagine what she's seeing. I can hear her little footsteps. Well, big footsteps. She's like, chicka, 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 trumpeting along there. and you're like, oh, well, look it over here. And I just saw this sign, and it says this. And she fills my mind and allows me to imagine things and expand. So it's really important that if you're out there and you just don't know how to dream and you don't know how to put up your imagination, as you can hear that soft sound in the back right there that Michelle's doing, and you can, when you watch a movie, like the Walt Disney movies, they're filled with imagination and expression. But if that's the inspiration, like just, I love that sound so much. I want to be silent as you play it too. Hold on. Can you just do it? I'm going to shush. Shush, Lisa.
Yeah.
Has more of a poignant feeling to it, doesn't it? You can really tell the difference between the heart chakra and that one.
Oh yeah, they're totally different. They're this is all, and it's also two tones higher, but they just have a very different vibration and feel.
They do. It's so neat. I think if you were to think about the word imagination or dreams, I feel like I automatically look up. Like, it just automatically, just because you're like, shoop, your eyeballs kind of go up when you're thinking about imagining. And when you talk about any other chakra, you kind of, your eyes or your thoughts go to it.
Mm.
And there's so much expansion up there. And even though it feels like a tighter, like more poignant kind of sound, like a higher, well, it is higher pitched. But it accesses different vibrations that really allow us to say, hey, that could exist. And it does exist. Anything can exist in your imagination. And as I said before, it's like you kind of check in with, you imagine something. I love this. It really is a playground. Your imagination is, you imagine something, like you might say something, or anybody could say something to me, and I'll imagine it just for a second. And then I'll check in with myself and say, usually I respond quickly as if, oh, no, that's not good for me. Or, oh, that's amazing. That would be cool. And then you kind of go along with it. And really the imagination is that test ground, that trial to say, yeah, my life could do this or that. And you don't even have to wait for the time of manifestation. It just exists immediately up there, and you can experience it for real.
Well, yeah, it's like creative brainstorming. I mean, you're really just imagination. You can see, it's like when you were a kid and you're just writing out ideas and you're like, would this be cool? Would this be cool? Or this is fantastic. I mean, it's so important to continue to be in that dream space. Not entirely, like, of course, you still have to be here and we still have to work and pay bills and all those things. But I think there's a way to do it much more joyfully, and not, again, not to say that, you know, not to beat yourself up when you're not there every single minute of the day, but even if you can make yourself just a little less adult sometimes, to be like, you know what, mm-hmm. I'm just going to chill out and I'm going to have fun, because it's all inside us forever. We are always those little kids forever. Like, some people drown it out, but we are meant to be joyful and playful and interested and finding out new things. You never want to be the person that knows everything. Like, that's because you can't. It's impossible. And a know-it-all is annoying anyway. Like, you want to be open to, when you don't know something, to be like, I don't know that. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing. Like, that's what keeps us open. Just like you said, when you're learning something new, and if you can imagine, because really the sky is the limit of what we're capable of doing and what we're capable of creating. It's our limitations are all what our own thought imprisonment is. What, I can't even say the word right, imprisonment.
No, they are. And actually, because I know we're going to go to commercial, but before we do, when we come back, we're going to really take us into like what you said, the adult life, the what does our lives really look like? Where do we feel that we really are imprisoned in different areas of our lives? And we're going to talk about how daydreaming, imagining yourself out of it, so that you become free. Mm-hmm. So imagining yourself into freedom. Yeah. That's what we are going to be. I have to write that down.
Ooh, actually. I like that. That's good. That's really good.
That was a nice, yeah, we need a bowl sound. Yourself into freedom. Oh.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The $1 million early bird deadline is this Friday in the Shop for Charity Calendar Sweepstakes supporting the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of this amazing draw for trips, cars, and $1 million cash. Plus, there are draws all year long. $1,000 cash daily, a Transat travel voucher weekly, a new car monthly, and the chance to play for $10 million in our pink ball draw, all for $30. Buy now. Call 1-800-643-1086 or visit sweepstakesforthecure.ca.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Still thinking about imagining yourself into freedom. Oh my gosh, I love, love, love that. I have a piggyback statement on that, Michelle, because I remembered I used to imagine myself not into, okay, so here, I got to back up. one of my first jobs, I can't remember which first job, but, you know, one of the ones where you're becoming an adult and, you actually really have to have a job now because you really have to pay the bills and do all that kind of stuff, right? And I hated it. Oh, my gosh. Like, I was in prison. It was like, oh, the most horrible feeling. I actually felt nauseous all the time being there. I was so bored, but I couldn't do, I was doing reception work, and it was, like, so not my thing. And I remember, I was like, how can I not be here? Like, how can I be here but not be here and just get through this? And so I developed, well, I still do it, actually. It's funny. I developed a thing. I thought, okay, time really goes on. I mean, I don't, time isn't going to stop. If this is an eight-hour shift, it really is just 8 hours of prison, and then I'm done. So I counted. Like, I had an obsession with counting the minutes, counting every 15-minute block, counting 5 minutes, counting my lunch. And because it allowed me to distract myself from the horribleness of what I truly believe. Like, this was the most horrible, horrendous thing I could, like, it was horrible to me. And but the problem, I eventually learned that I could only count for so many weeks, for so many, you know, work shifts. And I thought, well, how am I going to change this? And I really had to, like, I was a teenager, it was funny. I was really seriously thinking, I have to change this. Otherwise, I'm going to be counting every day of my life, and I'll never have freedom for real. You know, there's a distraction freedom. And sometimes maybe we do have a horrible job, or we just don't like something, or we have family, we don't like a relationship. We could try to distract ourselves from, and then we look so forward to those little treats of freedom. Like, if some people, you know, watch a lot of TV just to escape, or they eat certain foods or whatever it is, right? And it took me a while, and I thought, and I really had to go into my core values. See, I didn't want to quit, and that was the thing. And I actually am glad I nipped this in the bud way back then, because I actually have no problem quitting when the things really aren't right now. But back then I really didn't. I know I have some friends even that are so committed to not quitting, that was against their core value, that they've stayed in jobs that are so long that actually destroys them. Like, they're now totally slaves and imprisoned by these things. But it was funny because I really was thinking, imagine yourself into freedom. So I originally started out imagining myself into distraction and numbness. And by counting. And then I finally imagined myself into freedom, and I went and spoke to the boss, and I was really, it was funny, because all I had to be was honest and said, this job isn't really suited for me, and I'm not giving it my best, and you could find the right person. So I kind of felt better, like, removing myself that way than just, I quit, I can't do it, I failed. It was like, it was just this honoring of yourself at the same time.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that's, oh, I understand. I've counted the minutes at many jobs. I realize it really doesn't help, because staring at the clock, oh, that's a difficult one.
It is, and you're wasting life, too.
Oh, completely. I think I've told that to a couple of people's jobs. I'm like, this is wasting my energy. Of course, I wasn't so diplomatic when I've left jobs. Oh, it's not impressed with some of my exits. I'm out of here. that's when I was younger, but I've definitely had the drop the mic job.
That's what emoji I was thinking about.
I've 100% has those. I mean, now that I'm older, but luckily I'm in a world that I don't have to have jobs now.
Well, I think that's really
I was not matters the best employee. About. I mean, I was a good worker, but.
Well, that's why it's like important to be able to have the dream and the imagination to even consider yourself leaving the situation, no matter what it is. There are people who literally have had to, I mean, I haven't had to have the situation, but and I'm so grateful for it, but there's sometimes, like, with family members, they're your family, but you don't get along. They're not healthy for you, and vice versa. And it takes a lot of honesty. But also, I think we have to imagine in our mind, which we do go through, what if I did say, you know what, I can't have you in my life anymore, mom, dad, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, doesn't matter. What, you have to imagine what would that feel like and look like. Check in with yourself. What part of your – this to me is like the best, for me, my tool. I go in, I go, what core value does that make me feel really uncomfortable about, and what core value does it really make me feel great at? And then I can go that route. There used to be a thing where if you have a conflict – or not conflict, say you have two core values and they are – honesty and compassion. Well, sometimes they can conflict. Say a friend came to you and said, I'm going to do this, what do you think? And your honest component, you know, core value wants to say, oh gosh, I don't think that's good for you at all. But your compassion, you know, core value says, oh, but I want to, you know, do this gently. So you have this conflict, you think, which one's going to be more powerful or outwin here? So when you yourself are in a situation,
you really do need dream, imagine what it would feel like, what is the best case scenario kind of thing, what would be the best vision for you, your freedom, and then check in with the core values. And if it says, that's going to make me have to lie because I want to be compassionate, or that's going to make me go against this core value, and find a way, imagine, use your imagination, find a way that you can honor your core values. And maybe that's even like I was saying earlier, get inspired. Find out somebody else who has done this. I love documents.
Yeah, I love what you said, though, because that's, I mean, I suffer from the honest card. I do, because I can't not be honest. And like, it's sometimes I'm like, don't say it. And I'm like, I've gotten better as I'm older, for sure, to know when, like, you know, I don't have to be all the time, but I don't lie either. Like, I can't. So it's just, it is funny because that is true. When you're a caring and compassionate and loving person, and then, but there is sometimes, but you don't want to lie and be like, oh, that's great. I mean, I just don't. So I can't really, as Lisa definitely knows, I can't lie. I can't lie.
So like,
what do you think of this? Nope.
No, yeah, you are a good nope person. Nope. But you know, so I'm actually, my face has so much expression. Like, it's insane. And it's so fast that I'm actually glad that you are so far away. We just text a lot because I have that moment of like, oops, diplomacy here. My face, if you would have seen it, and you're like, oh, I saw that all over her face.
Yeah. Well, I think that, I mean, sorry, what were you going to say?
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
No, you go. I already lost it.
That's what I was going to say now.
And now we'll sit in silence for the next 15 minutes.
Now we're imagining.
Great place it is.
When I went to the charity event, it was really, I had this, I knew what it was about. It's a very, human trafficking is such a heavy, and you and I love to have levity to very heavy, difficult situations because they do exist. We know them. There's lack of freedom and there's enslavement from every aspect of life on this planet. And on my way to the event, I got a little bit panicky thinking, oh, what if they actually talk about it in public? And I don't have my... I didn't have my freedom to feel comfortable because I was going to cry. I was like, oh, here we go. I'm going to end up crying. It's going to be horrible. I'm going to feel sick. And I wanted to be really open. So what I did was, I imagined, like I had to play with it, right? Like as a little shield. I imagined being okay with it. I imagined being very at peace with it. And just, mind you, I did tear up. I actually really did at the event because, of course, it was powerful and strong and moving. But I think that's what helps with. In order to be, I keep saying the word, I think I've said freedom. Well, that's the name of the show, so it's okay. I've said it so many times. But whatever somebody is feeling not free in, like whatever it is, if they feel like they're not free because their body size isn't the way they want it to be, or their money, their bank account isn't the way it is supposed to, always start with your mind. We're so creative and we have so much expansion and free, like there's really are free in your mind. You can think whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important to give ourselves that permission to do that.
And sometimes that's the only thing you have, like, you know, like everyone's been in an awful situation at one point in their life. That's truly awful. That's not just, you know, the dishes aren't done and stuff like that. That could be very serious and very painful and, you know, like illness and death and tragedy, and that absolutely 100% exists in this lifetime experience. It does. But sometimes all you have is that ability to imagine something better. And I think that's why hope is so important, because why, you know, humankind has been built on hope throughout all the wars and all the disaster and terrible things through history. There's always been a hope of something better. Every great person in the world from the beginning of time has had to imagine and believe that there could be a better way and a better way of doing things. And that's kind of like what Om Times is, and all the people that are on this station. I'm just saying this is not just, it's people all coming together and believing and imagining and hoping that things can be better and we can together create a better world. And as idealistic as that may sound, every person in this, since the beginning of time, that have done something great, they had to believe they could. They had to imagine that and see it, and therefore, and doesn't matter how grand their vision was, that person had to believe it. It had to start with their belief that this was possible. So I think even if we can apply that to small times, it could be small, it could be big, it could be huge, but even that we talk about this all the time about micro shifts, but even if you had that 1 minute of imagination, and you can use whatever words, it could be visualization, it could be meditation, it could be whatever, but one minute of imagining a situation being better. Actually, one thing that Lisa and I were using earlier this year, a lot, I have to remember it, but my mom was saying it. I can't remember what it's from, but it is from something, and I'll make sure to get the proper.
You're going to say this or something better?
This or something better. That's exactly what I was just going to say. This or something better. That's exactly what I just wanted to give it the right credit, but I don't know exactly where it's from. But this or something better, and it's just, that's imagine, because sometimes we have these dreams, and the reality, those manifestation of those dreams, if we really allowed our self, human self, to work with our spirit self, could be much greater than we even dreamt possible. So it's like, dream as big as you can, and dream as whatever you want, but be open to the possibility that the reality of that dream just may be better. So, and you don't know what packaging it's going to come in. It's like at Christmas or any holiday, you open a gift, you don't know what, like, you can't always tell what it is. The wrapping paper is part of the excitement. Not knowing what it is the excitement. And then you open it, and I think
I love that you actually brought up, really thank you so much for expanding on the words, because we can stick with dream and imagination. However, what you said, visualization, meditation, going within, listening to
higher
powers, whatever it is. Because I think sometimes too, for me, you actually just even expanded my own, because I thought, you know, like you said, 1 minute of these things, it's to truly, say you don't have that, say you're always in the physical world of, oh, it's this time I got to go here, it's that time I got to go here, the schedule, the planning. I mean, I really appreciate, so here I have this four seasons changing, and I was really excited at one point to not walk my cats because, you know, just because a change or whatever. And then I realized, because I never bring my phone when I'm walking the cats. It's just me and the cats, and they're out sniffing, I'm sniffing, whoever. We're all sniffing and checking things out and into nature. But when the weather got colder and they really weren't going on their walks, I realized how much it was affecting me that I missed that time, because now I realized I had the phone even more. I wasn't, you know, I take them out for 2 40-minute walks at least. And so that was an hour and 20 minutes that I was losing of my imagination, my dreaming, my, you know, getting disconnected. Here we go. So this is something better. Let me come back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
The $1 million early bird deadline is this Friday in the Shop for Charity Calendar Sweepstakes supporting the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of this amazing draw for trips, cars, and $1 million cash. Plus, there are draws all year long. $1,000 cash daily, a Transat travel voucher weekly, a new car monthly, and the chance to play for $10 million in our pink ball draw, all for $30. Buy now. Call 1-800-643-1086 or visit sweepstakesforthecure.ca.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
a cat commercial. We should do a cat commercial. Michelle, we, of all people, should do a cat commercial.
Sure.
Hey, we didn't feel excited. I'm dreaming here.
Well, there's a lot of, yes, and you can dream. Dreaming is important, and everyone's dreams are different, and that's what's incredibly important.
All right, listen,
I think
I'm going solo on the cat commercial.
No, I'll help you with the cat commercial. Just no. We should have a purpose for the cat commercial.
Yeah.
Well, we can donate to rescue cats. That would be a good plan. That's
I
a
think
purpose.
Yeah. I think so.
What I was going to say was, I think a big thing if for anybody that's lacking imagination, to if you maybe you don't know any kids, but if anyone spend a minute with a kid, any type of kid, they are usually quite imaginative. Like I have a student, cause I'm around kids quite a bit and have been for a long time because of teaching. And, there was my one student last week. It was so cute and so funny because their brains are so different and they're so open. I mean, that's partially probably why I have kind of stayed a permanent child many ways in my mind, because I do spend a lot of time with kids and it's wonderful. And this one, it was so funny. I go, okay, so you can play this. You played it last week. You can totally do it. And she goes, ooh, I can't play it, but the pillows are telling me what to play. I'm like, what? She goes, the cushions, they're telling me what to play. Hold on a minute, I'll just see what they want. And then she goes and talks to the cushions and comes back and plays the song perfectly. But when she was playing it by herself, she couldn't play it. She's like, no, it's too hard. And then she goes, wait, the cushions told me what to play. And then she played it, and I was just like, kids are so weird and awesome. And that's just, I mean, I have so many stories like that of kids, and they're just so great, and they're totally, like, we can all have just that imagination. And when you watch like a wonderful show, like the creativity, and there's plenty of adults with tons of creativity, tons, because you watch any show and you're just like a good show with great writing, you're like, how did they even think about that? But it's tapping into, and again, not all of us on this planet are meant to be artists, painters, writers. There's everybody is meant to be something, and that can, it's even in a seemingly mundane job, you can still be the most glorious self and still dream about other things. We all have something
absolutely
unique and special to us.
Funny thing actually too is what you just said, no matter what it is, I love words and I love numbers. And so numbers are actually like my friends, and they really had personalities to me. Like I know in my world, like the number 4 is a boy and number 8 is totally a girl. And so in my mind, so what I love,
so
that
funny.
And but you know, and remember, you and I both, we went through French, so they have masculine, feminine. And I loved when math or something with numbers came along, because even though it could be boring, it really wasn't, because every equation was actually a relationship to me. So, you know, the 8 and the 4 would have a relationship to make 12. And then, of course, so then it was just like really fun little, like a story, like a family to me in my mind, which you can, like, that's my imagination. But, yeah.
Exactly. That's because that wouldn't make any sense to a lot of people, but it's because it works for you. And that's what I often tell, like, with any of my students when they're learning. So I'm like, make this make sense to you. And I constantly check in to be like, do you get this? Is this making sense? Because I know when I took some lessons, I mean, I had the best singing teacher ever, so she was perfect, because she knew how to talk to a teenager, and so she was fun, and I always learned stuff from her. And then I took other lessons where I didn't ever know what I was learning, and I could like fake through things, but I needed to find my own way. And what I felt was so great about my singing teacher is that she really tapped in to help me find my own way with her guy. And that's like good for any coach or anything like that in any area of life. You want them to help you access your way of learning, not just take their way and then become the guru. It's more they tap into what helps you learn. And because we all approach everything so differently, but if we go with our natural rhythm, we can all excel in a lot of things. I like, there's so much because we all, that, like, you know, that's why. Oh, yes.
Because you said natural rhythm, funny enough, the pineal gland, which is for the third eye chakra, and that's what, you know, we're talking about, that actually
governs the rhythm, our circadian rhythms of sleep and awake cycles, which when you're sleeping, you're dreaming. So it is a bit on your natural rhythm. It is a bit like that dream sleep, that sleep. Sorry, it was just all connecting there. And I was, thought it was beautiful that you said your own rhythm, put your own spin on it and you find your own rhythm. That's really what we're saying is to have freedom, is to do that.
And freedom is operating in your own rhythm. Like some people are not good at going 9 to 5. They'd be better on the night shift. It's like, well, find something that works better for your rhythm, because we really do. There's a reason why when you get a reading about your sign that you're like, oh, I'm such an Aries and you're such a Libra or whatever, because we are all different. And that's just one aspect. But each person is a unique creation. And like we all have a different way, but it doesn't mean that we can't all succeed. We can all succeed, but we have to do it our own way. I mean, I know I have to operate on my own way 100%.
Really neat thing to share, because, well, to all the listeners, it won't be for a while, but we might as well start saying it now. Michelle and I are actually going to do a really cool retreat conference style thing, but not till September. But in sharing this was really interesting. So I was working together with somebody who does a lot of conventions, like the corporate convention way. And Michelle and I are very used to our yoga style retreat and all that, those wonderful lovey-dovey, touchy-feely spiritual words. Like, and it was really interesting because they were saying, okay, let's have a 9 a.m. start and 8 a.m. registration. And I'm almost going to die right now inside going, no, I can't. I was feeling trapped with no freedom. And then I said, I think it's best we do like an afternoon, early evening with a peace concert. And it was really interesting about the rhythms. Yeah. And it excites you when it feels good.
Totally. Like the idea of someone's like, okay, we have to be in a conference room at 8 a.m. I'm like, see ya. I'll be there at 4 for happy hour. But then some people would hate to do an evening thing.
Yeah,
I was talking about this with friends the other night. I was like, I like my sessions to be at night. Like when I'm working on music, I'm like, I prefer them at night. And then, but I like my day to work on other things. When?
Oh, yeah, because that was my on Saturday.
I don't know. Possibly it was the other day. I was saying that I prefer, because I like working. I like working on my own. Like I like being alone in the day and doing. And then at night I can work or socialize or do whatever. But like going to a retreat that you have to be. I don't like being anywhere before noon. It's not that I don't wake up before them. I just don't like having. I like having my own time. I need to be alone. I need to do my natural rhythm. But then some people hate being out at night and they want to be home and they want to watch their shows and they want to like. And I like that too sometimes, but I'm saying it's just honoring that part. Oh, I'm so glad, because I wouldn't like that retreat starting at 8 a.m.
I know what you just said about you want to do your own thing, and that's what freedom is really, right? When we do our own thing and we feel good about it and the people around us feel good about it because we're happy and know we can let them be happy doing their own thing. I love the word own, and you actually love the word own because of the network and everything, and it's just a fabulous feeling word. Freedom, dreams, imagination, all these things. I'm getting so excited. Okay, we need to hear one more crystal ball sound before, because I just love it so much.
You're so funny.
Spot for the crystal ball. That I think I'm going to need to hear that like on my own, like so many. Oh, it just feels so good. It feels so relaxing right there.
I know you need some bowls. They're so great. I think everybody needs a bowl, at least just one.
Yeah, just to do that.
They really are.
My phone the other day asked me if I would like to do a bedtime program. And I went, oh, what's a bedtime program? And what I'm really thinking of right now is you get to choose. It gives you a bit of a warning or something, like a 5 minute before and 5 minute after. But you get to choose this, which all phones do. You know, you can choose your own ringtone and your alarm clock sound. And I thought that was so interesting how we all would like to wake up to a different sound. Like, so I picked the birds chirping. But I knew they were tropical birds because they actually started chirping. And I thought, those aren't Canadian-style birds. Where am I? And I was still dreaming, and I was hearing it. Like, am I suddenly in the tropical tropics? But that's, again, unique. Make your own, find your own rhythm. Really listen to what those, you know, what that is to you. Play with it in your mind first and see how it feels, and then you can move forward with it, not of being attached to how, like what you said, the enemy of freedom is the how. I think that's what you said. I love that I wrote it down.
I think I said that. You're so right, like that. And I think, and for those of you that may not always know, because you've been so trapped in what other people's perception of you is, that you've become that, which happens to us a lot, that you become a character of yourself because you're like, well, this is what I've created as a result of what I perceive everybody else to think I am. In those situations, which I'm sure many of us have been there, that's a great time to imagine and then ask yourself. Your body will give you your answers. If you think of something and you shrink, then that's not right for you. And if you think about it and you expand, and that's really, it's a really easy tool to use to really find a way that works for you. And it's a process. You're not going to figure it all out in 1 hour and be like, I got it. I've got this. Now I'm doing this forever. It doesn't happen like that. It's all a process. And just being kind again to yourself, be kind to yourself and be kind to yourself through the process of trying to get out of whatever imprisonment that either you've created or other people have created, even though we all create everything.
I love it. The process of freedom
for yourself. Yeah. And be okay with it.
I love
this goes with our show last week, Progress, Not Perfection. Just keep going. Just keep putting a foot in front. Like, I mean, the best we can do, even in the hardest times, is get up, get dressed, and put one foot in front of the other.
All right, everybody, to their wonderful next week of the progress. Enjoy it, and we'll see you next Monday.
Yay! Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye, Michelle.